Here's how AM580 reporters Charles Lindy and Debbie Hovaker introduced one of the largest benefit concerts in U.S. history.
This is Information Radio AM580 WILL Urbana. The organizers of the Farm Aid concert hope it will bring in those millions of dollars to benefit farm families.
But as David Inge reports, the events will also mean a windfall for the host cities.
It's impossible at this point to say exactly how much money will pour into central Illinois as a result of the concert. It's no exaggeration to say that every room within 50 miles of Champaign-Urbana is booked for the weekend.
The rain has stopped and the people are fired up. I'm Adam Nielsen with the 107 Farm Aid update. It's still overcast, but that hasn't kept the stars from shining at the Farm Aid benefit concert over here at Memorial Stadium.
And now, more of Farm Aid from Champaign, Illinois.
About 80,000 spectators, stagehands, and performers swarmed into town. But what some people may not realize is that the event was organized within a month. It all started when folk artist Bob Dylan mentioned the idea of raising money to help farmers. He spoke earlier that summer at Live Aid, a benefit concert to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia.
Maybe they could just take a little bit of it, maybe 1 or 2 million maybe, and use it, say, to pay the mortgages on some of the farms that the farmers here owe to the banks.
Things really started to get cooking in August after country artist Willie Nelson and his golfing buddy, then Illinois Governor Jim Thompson, met over a bowl of chili at the Illinois State Fair. Farm Aid's director, Carolyn Mugar, says this meeting, which centered on a concern for the nation's farmers, blossomed into an annual multi-performance concert.
And that's how it got rolling, you know. I mean, and immediately people jumped on board. Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and a host of other artists.
Governor Thompson volunteered the University of Illinois' Memorial Stadium as the site of the concert, and by September 16th, an onslaught of 48 semi-trailer trucks arrived in Champaign, filled with the parts needed to build the stage. Over the next week, about 1,000 people helped cover the stadium's astroturf, strung miles of electrical cables, and prepared the show for national broadcast.
And the stadium's right across the street to the north. We're heading over there now.
Pat Collins helped set up the stage. These days, Collins works as a building engineer at the U of I's Assembly Hall. The stage, which was the same one used during Live Aid a couple of months earlier, rotated. As one band performed, another one was on the other side setting up.
And it started revolving slowly, and the crowd came to life, this giant roar. And as it turned around, you know, it gave me goosebumps, that's for sure.
During our breaks, this crowd is doing the wave out here. The Eli and I have they've really got that down, and they're screaming out in unison that 1-800 Farm Aid number.
Throughout the show, Willie Nelson would come on stage to tell the audience to call
800 Farm Aid.
Nelson says he was blown away by the response to Farm Aid.
Well, I think about the fact that we sold it out in a matter of a few days and that those people showed up and they stayed with us all day and they let us know that they think that we're doing the right thing.
It's really kind of amazing to be in a place with 100,000 of your closest friends. I'd never been to something that big before.
That's Ned Newhouse. He was one of the thousands of screaming fans. Newhouse now works for Caterpillar in Peoria, but at that time, he was a young U of I student.
You know, the performance that Neil Young specifically that day gave broadened my perspectives musically. I don't know if I call it a protest song, so to speak, but it kind of captures the essence of the rock and roll attitude and the fact that, you know, the kind of catch line is, hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die.
Out of the blue and in the black.
The songs brought thousands of people together, but this event was about much more than the music.
Hi, Bonnie. Ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America for something to see?
Mark Rubel teaches history of rock music at Parkland Community College and at Eastern Illinois University. He was at the first Farm Aid concert.
We were standing in the audience watching John Cougar Mellencamp play, and he was playing his song Little Pink Houses, which is all about being American and ain't that America, Little Pink Houses for you and me. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I'm just about knocked over by this giant guy's elbow. He's a huge, mountainous guy. And he says, "Hey, ain't that America?" I guess turns out he was overcome with patriotic sentiment. I didn't know if he was going to beat me up or what. I think I probably stammered out, "Oh, yeah, it probably is," or something.
Let me hear you sing it one time real loud with us!
Farm Aid wasn't the first marathon concert to promote civic responsibility. It premiered about 15 years after George Harrison's benefit for Bangladesh, 5 years after the No Nukes concert, and 2 months after Live Aid. Rubel says Farm Aid showed the world that the United States wasn't immune to social and economic challenges.
When people have a certain amount of power and a certain amount of attention, it's inspiring for them to use it wisely.
When the evening sun goes down, you're gonna find me at Farm Aid. Somewhere hanging around, I said, Farm Aid.
When Farm Aid was announced, organizers like Willie Nelson said the focus wasn't the millions of dollars they hoped to raise, but bringing attention to the plight of the American farmer.
Farm Aid, in 25 years, along with millions of people and hundreds of artists, thousands really, who've showed up, donated their time for 25 years trying to get something done to help the small family farmer. This hasn't happened. You know, the good news is we've been around 25 years. The bad news, we've been around 25 years, you know.
By the end of the day, Farm Aid raised around $9 million, only about 20% of what Nelson hoped to raise. That money helped farmers pay their utility bills and kept them from going into foreclosure. It also supported a farmer hotline and food pantry and offered mental health services for people stressed out over the possibility of losing farmland. But it wasn't nearly enough to cover the nation's $172 billion farm debt. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.